Hello again, everyone. I'm meteorologist Troy Kimmel. I'd like to welcome you to TroyKimmelWeather.com, also my University of Texas weather blog site under campus safety and campus security at the University of Texas at Austin, that website, weather.utexas.edu. We're starting the new week. It's Monday, the 24th day of October, 2022. Pretty progressive weather pattern across the state of Texas over the coming days. That simply means weather systems moving through the area with some degree of regularity. Over the weekend, we had the tropical cyclone Roslyn make landfall. Pretty strong hurricane on the west coast of Mexico. But folks, that trip across Mexico, anything out of the tropical Pacific gets scoured out at low levels. Some of the mid-level moisture gets scoured out as well. It mainly leaves upper mid and then upper level moisture in place. And that's exactly what's happened this morning. The remnants of that system are right along the Texas coast this morning and racing off to the northeast. The reason it's racing off to the northeast, simply because an upper level low over Baja into western Mexico now is moving eastward and kind of phasing together with a trough or line of upper level low pressure moving out of the Rockies into the Plain States. And as a result, we have a cold front, which is pressing southward through the state of Texas. That front will move through the Austin area, I think, sometime tonight. In advance of it, we have plenty of low-level moisture in place, moisture off the Gulf of Mexico. At the same time, an increasingly unstable air mass, the lift from the upper-level low and the trough of low pressure, and, of course, the lift provided by the cold front itself. So showers and thunderstorms in the forecast today into tonight. Some of those could become quite strong, according to guidance from the National Weather Service Storm Prediction Center up in Norman, Oklahoma. A slight risk, that's a category 2 of 5 when you look at the SPC risk. So it's a slight risk of severe thunderstorms, primarily I-35 corridor counties and eastward. This afternoon into tonight, the main risk appears to be straight-line thunderstorm winds, which could be damaging, but there also is a possibility of some hail, probably not any larger than about an inch. An inch is the criteria for severe thunderstorms. And in addition, especially east of Austin, there is a low risk, a low-end risk of a tornado or two. So we're going to watch all that as the day goes along. By tonight, the front passes. Drier, cooler, more stable air spreads back in. We get back to sunshine and cooler temperatures tomorrow into Wednesday before the winds turn back to the south. Here comes another storm system, upper-level low-pressure storm system and cold front. By late Thursday night and Friday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms with it. Once it passes by midday or early afternoon Friday, looks like, again, cooler, drier, more stable air spreads in for Friday night into Saturday and Sunday. So those are our two weather systems we're going to watch. The National Weather Service Weather Prediction Center up in College Park, Maryland, is suggesting between the rain we get today and the rain that comes late Thursday into Friday, we could see upwards of maybe 3/4 of an inch up to about 1.5 inches. So watch it closely. We need the rainfall. So far as this system today, in my opinion, through at least mid-morning, is underperformed as far as rainfall. We did have 0.05 inch rain earlier out at Bergstrom and a trace out at Camp Mabry, but so far not much has fallen. But we'll continue to keep an eye on it, keep our fingers crossed. Those are my audio weather thoughts on this Monday, 24th day of October, 2022. I'll update my audio weather thoughts and update the 7-day forecast, which is, of course, on the website. I'll do that again tomorrow morning, Tuesday morning. Meanwhile, have yourself a good Monday.